MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Jane another Fevers Perolis, CEO of Theresa. They had a trading update, a production update yesterday, which was a giant numbers there, but also day before, commissioning of their chrome beneficiation plant and which happened. Fevers, appreciate the early morning time. I want to delve into this chrome story. Is chrome extracted from the same ore bodies as your PGMs? You're one of those fortunate miners. You went sort of mining for PGM and there was some chrome as well.
Morning, Simon, and great to be on your show again. Yeah, so I think from the outset, you know, this is a greenfields project that we developed from exploration. We took a relatively unknown reef horizon in the Bushveld complex, known the Middle Group Reef Horizon, which historically was only mined on two of the five seams for chrome, and we identified that there were actually elevated platinum group metal elements within all five seams. So what it did was it allowed us to create a very large scale, low cost, mechanized open pit infrastructure to co-produce and co-extract both platinum group metals and chrome concentrates. So typically when people refer to middle group, they always think of chrome, but in our case, it's very rich and very profitable platinum group metal mine with the chrome as the bulk commodity. So by volume, it will always be the larger in quantum. But value-wise, PGMs, obviously, with the elevated basket price, carry more weight. It's a unique project and really has shown its resilience through the cyclicality of the commodity cycle. So very, very privileged. And you mentioned that Vulcan ultra-fine chrome plant.
Yeah.
And really, that's just us pushing the boundaries of what's recoverable. So historically, ultra-fine chrome was never recovered through conventional processing. And through our in-house R&D team, we developed a multi-stage process to extract this chrome. So instead of reincurring the cost of mining or milling, we're taking our waste stream and we're recovering that fine chrome. So quite unique and exciting in terms of just pushing us down the cost curve, reducing our carbon footprint per ton of chrome that we produce. So it's a great time.
Yeah, and in-house. I mean, you glossed over that. That's an important point. I mean, it is an in-house technology, and it takes your recoveries from 62% to 82% odd. As you say, that then takes you down the cost curve. And chrome, I mean, it's an important part of your business. I mean, it's about a third of your revenue, about a quarter of profits. That, of course, is before the commissioning of this plant, which, as I understand, will be online, fully online by the end of this year.
That's correct. So yes, it's just improving those efficiencies, getting those recoveries up to 82%, as you say. And yeah, so it's a meaningful part of our business. And you have to remember that South Africa hosts more than 70% of the world's chrome resources. So we're a key supplier into that. Really, it's driven by the stainless steel market, which it's not only an Asia-centric story, it's a global story. You know, post-COVID, we've seen North America, Europe bounce back in terms of stainless steel production, growth, and consumption. So really, the outlook for we call it a late cycle commodity, being stainless steel, is very positive. We look at the infrastructure refit in the US, you know, those old bridges, old airports that need to be rebuilt really from scratch. We'll use a lot of this stainless steel, mainly for their corrosion resistance properties.
That's fair. I mean, every time I think stainless steel, oddly enough, the picture in my head is that bumper from the Grease movie from the early 70s with John Travolta. I'd forgotten, of course, it's the corrosion. How is it traded? Is it a spot market? Is it futures? Is it a contract?
So chrome particularly is on a bilateral contract basis. So there's no exchange that it's traded on in ferrochrome, the intermediate product, similarly. So in terms of stainless steel, there are published prices and there's a myriad of grades, you know, depending whether you're doing aeronautical stainless steels, Elon Musk's rockets, or whether you're going to surgical steels or construction ferritic stainless steels, more chrome content. So it's the chrome and nickel balance really that determines the quality of that stainless steel. So it's very diverse in its application.
More than the bumper from Greece. And as you mentioned, I mean, when I've been in hospitals and stuff, you look around it. It's actually, the more I think about it, the more I'm seeing it everywhere I look. Let's quickly switch to your production update from yesterday. Really, really strong production update. PGM basket been under pressure. We've seen a bounce in the last couple of days. You're still optimistic over the next couple of years. I mean, the PGM story, once we start getting my senses, vehicle manufacturing back to normal, and that of course requires chip production back to normal, the PGM story remains robust.
Absolutely. So this is a temporary supply setback. The fundamentals are still sound. If you look at the pent-up demand of auto demand, it's real and tangible, and you speak to all the automakers and they'll tell you the same. It's merely this chip shortage that we're all aware of that's put a dent in that growth trajectory and actually fulfilling that demand. If we look at the global decarbonization imperative, it means that we need to put more PGMs into our internal combustion engines to meet increasing emission standards. Now, the battery electric vehicle is always the counter to it. The guys are saying, yeah, the whole world's going to be electrified by 2025. Parts of it, yeah, where you can do it, great. But I mean, there's a limitation and practicality to that. Light industrial, heavy industrial, you know, the technologies are not quite there yet. They're not deployed. So, you know, we don't see the end of the internal combustion engine at a point in time. I think there will be a mix, and a rightfully so mix, but I think as these emission standards improve, we'll see more stringent application, and that means more PGM loadings, which in effect gives us a good medium term outlook. Then we put the overlay of the hydrogen economy and the critical role that platinum and some of the minor metals play, and then we have a long life outlook, positive outlook for PGM. So all in all, you know, robust fundamentals.
Yeah, robust fundamentals. I mean, EV is certainly coming, but as you said, it'll be a hybrid. And in South Africa, Eskom's going to say, hold my beer. That's not going to work. Phoevos Pirillis, CEO of Tharisa, appreciate your time this morning. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.